One of the longest disc golf courses in the world will open this spring in Cranberry Township in Butler County. 90.5 WESA's Amy Sisk reports the project reflects a rapidly growing sport.
A skid steer has just fired up at North Boundary Park. It looks like a small tractor with a shovel on the front. It scoops up chunks of sandstone to cart across the hilly terrain.
These are all, like, what would you call them, odds and ends?
Course designer J. Gary Dropshow says the rock is left over from a project at a nearby quarry.
We've been puzzling together some of these structure to landscape parts of the course.
When it's finished, players will end up walking 4 miles to play all 18 holes.
Yeah, it's a workout. It's about
disc golf is sort of like regular golf, but instead of whacking a ball with a club, players take a few quick steps across the tee to build momentum as they throw a disc. Think of a frisbee, but smaller and heavier. Participants have to avoid trees as they try to get the disc to land in a metal basket. A round is generally free, though a disc costs about $15. The number of courses nationwide has tripled over the past decade as people realize it's a fun way to spend a few hours outside.
We see tons of deer running through here. We've seen hawks. We've seen turkey.
Pittsburgh area disc golfers consider Dropshow a legend. He's played for decades, designed multiple courses, and he's even in the Sports Hall of Fame in Appling, Georgia. He's seen the game change a lot since Pittsburgh's first course went in at Schenley Park in 1988. Discs didn't fly as far in those days, and players weren't as skilled.
The courses are trying to keep up. We are trying to stay ahead of them, but I'm predicting that the top players will come here and they'll probably shoot 10 under par. Even though this course is way bigger and longer than anything else we've done, they're just that good.
I hop in a cart with Dropshow's partner on the project. Doug Cloutier is an avid disc golfer who works for Cranberry Township. We go up a really steep climb that forces players to shoot uphill.
I calculated one time, I think it's a 25% slope.
We drive past the peak to hole 17 and walk toward the basket. It's elevated, so it's tricky to sink a putt. Cloutier doesn't want to miss and have his disc barrel down a drop-off on the other side.
Oh, no.
And it's down the hill.
Oh, no.
There it rolls.
That's what we refer to as a death putt.
The local disc golf community hopes a tough new course like this will attract major tournaments. They got a taste for the top level of play in 2015 when the World Championships took place at other courses nearby.
Excitement levels when the Worlds came was through the roof.
Lori Merriman chairs the nonprofit Pittsburgh Flying Disc.
We've had so many spectators come through just to see these top pros. Some of the spectators have never seen disc golf before, but you know, they see this event, let's go check it out. And then we had other just beginner players who came out to just see what a pro looks like on the course.
Participants stayed in Cranberry hotels, but the township itself didn't have a course. Officials took stock. They had a lot of undeveloped land at North Boundary alongside a water park, playground, and soccer fields. Then the Cranberry Township Community Chest jumped in to raise funds. Parks and Recreation Director Pete Geis says tourism is one benefit of creating a course.
It can definitely bring, you know, pretty significant money to our community. The direct impact for us, though, is just more people using our parks, you know, getting people outside, getting people on the trails.
Including a new trail that weaves around the baskets. Dropshow says the park will also feature 6 short ADA-accessible holes set aside from the rest.
For kids, for novices who've never played before, we don't want them coming out here and trying the championship course and throwing their disc off in the woods and losing it and thinking, I hate this game. This is dumb.
As they get better, they can graduate to the longer course. Maybe they'll get hooked.
Nice.
And push this growing sport even further. Amy Sisk, 90.5 WESA News.